You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Yeah! Props to Michelle Serpico for turning the mic off.
Take it.
Proper production etiquette.
We'll take it.
Welcome everybody to Fantasy Sports Today with Matt Medica. Greg Bynum, special guest, coming to help us break some boxes of Topps cards. What's happening, Greg?
Not too much. You?
Oh, everything's pretty good, man.
Big day.
It's opening day. Greg Sussman.
Hello.
Big day, big show. Jake, the all-in kid, Seeley, joining us via Skype. What's up, Jakey?
Yeah. What's up? And I just got plunked by Urena.
Like Anthony, was that Anthony Rizzo joke?
No, Ian Happ, first pitch,
hit three
run.
Batters today.
No.
Okay, I only saw him hit Anthony Rizzo, dude.
We're here live.
Angry young man.
We're live from Rockin' Riley's. We're watching, we can see the TVs here, the national anthem being sung at Citizens Field right now. Good times. Breaking news, Greg Holland looks like he's going to be the Cardinals closer. Jake, since you are the king of spending fab in your first week, let's say we got to do our fab this week. We all do. Sunday night, like most leagues do it. $100, you got all 100. What are you spending on Greg Holland if he happens to be a free agent in your league?
It depends on if you need closers or not.
Honestly, you always need a closer, Jakey. This is a 40. This is a 40 closer acquisition or 40 save acquisition you could make right here.
You gotta ask if you ask the question. You gonna let me answer?
Yes.
Is that cool?
I just don't like when people give all these conditional answers.
Yeah, you hate the Adam Ronises of the world. That's fine. But the fact is, it does matter because on the average price, you're just probably spending the high teens. If you only came out of the draft with one closer or one of your guys already lost the job or Mark Melancon was the other one, he's on the DL, then you probably have to go into the 20s, even close to 30. Because as you said, closers are closers and the guy just saved 41 last year. So you might have to go into the 30s. But if you don't, then you can try to go for the high teens and hopefully come away with them and get lucky. But you don't need to spend close to 30 if you already have two closers. That's the point.
Greg Bynum, you play in a lot of fab leagues?
Yeah, I do.
How much would you spend? I'm thinking like 45 on Holland. That's the thing that popped into my head.
I got a question for you. Yeah. You have $0 bids.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Every league I play in has $0
bids. Should be outlawed.
Really?
Oh, without a doubt. Why have fab then? You can blow all your fab and still add guys throughout the year.
Yeah, and you can lose them all at the end because you're only bidding $0.
And there's weeks where guys won't bid on them.
Come on. Oh, that's very well. I'm sorry, you've been voted down 4-1.
Real
here,
man plays without $0 bills.
Greg, sorry you were interrupted. Oh, sorry, Greg Bynum.
That's okay. I would actually go mid-30s. You know, he's a legitimate bona fide closer whose job security is, I would say, in the top maybe 10 of closers. So
yeah, Sussmania.
Well, here's the thing.
I think his security is top five right now. Like that's they went out. They got
$14 million.
You're going top five, sure. But what is he?
I'm not saying top five closer. I'm saying top five security.
The security is real. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But when is he going to report to St. Louis? When is he going to be the closer for the St. Louis Cardinals? How much time until he's ready? I think that's a question that has to be answered.
Next week,
April 22nd.
Yeah. 2 weeks at the most.
I think earlier they said that he was working out very hard in Boris's facility, so he's a lot more ready to go than say Alex Cobb, who went down to Double A.
So you're going to spend 30%, 40% of that fab budget on him. I'm cool with that because he's a safe guy. But you just have to realize this week he's not going to help you this week.
You got to get him though.
Yeah,
it's that thinking that'll drive his price down. And I'll bid 45, and some dude will bid like 17, and I'll be like, I wasted all that money.
I mean, if you're in a competitive league that's at least 12 to 15 teams, you're going to have to bid about 40% of your fab if you want him.
All right, enough about Greg Holland. Let's rip open this box of cards. Greg Bynum, you are a card expert from the Red Felt Breaks series that we do. I know this is small potatoes for you. The box is only like $50. But
it's never small potatoes.
All right, then let's do it. So we're looking
never
for
never small potatoes. There's nothing like opening up a box of cards.
So this is Topps opening day. I believe it's the second, Topps released their Topps 2018 cards. I think this is the second release for Topps right now,
no,
right?
No, there's quite a few more.
Oh, really?
Topps Heritage came out.
Yeah,
Allen
I love Topps
and Ginter.
Heritage. Just throw the plastic on the ground.
I'm going to have to clean it up after.
I'll pick it up. It's not a big deal.
So, Jake, are you a cards guy?
Hey, well, you asked that before. Yeah, I have a big collection for, I don't anymore, but I have a big collection from when I was growing up.
So Jake can't be here, which is actually good because this show is a radio show as well and a podcast, so we'll have to describe things for Jake anyway.
Perfect.
So this is good.
We like describing.
Greg, what are we looking for here?
We're looking for, there's
an Ohtani. The Ohtani rookie is in this, right?
There is an Ohtani rookie. It's not the Ohtani rookie.
Ohtani's DHing today.
Oh.
Well, that's what we expected him to do.
Well, I think we expected it, but we didn't know if it would start today. Like, we thought maybe he'd get his first MLB start as a pitcher under his belt before he'd start hitting. Not the case in the lineup today.
Bigger deal.
You know what?
Garrett Cooper started.
I don't give you guys any more news. It's cool.
Why? What? Why? I responded
what
to
we just,
your
we just
news.
Talked about it.
Yeah, you just, he's a DHing thing. Yeah, we expected that. Sorry, Nanda.
I immediately came in and said we didn't think it would happen today.
Greg stood up for you, man.
I know. Greg did.
You see, we're only get to like two packs because Jake's okay. Going to complain about everything we do today, I think. Jake, do you have a problem with the jelly beans on the desk? Or Madika's
no,
Mets
like
jersey?
I got to stop telling you things. It's cool.
Keep the updates coming, please. We're obviously live here from the Studio 34. Greg, let's do it, man.
Yeah, let's do it. We're looking for an autograph, maybe a relic, but we're really looking for Ohtani because, you know, he's the hot thing on the market. Even though he hasn't played so great in spring training,
sure,
the season's a different start, and there's a lot of excitement around him. He's one of the top 20 hottest cards right now, and a lot of those cards.
Even though we bombed spring training?
Look at the NFL preseason.
I'm just telling you.
It doesn't correlate.
People pay attention to this stuff. Well,
of course they do, but the games are what matters. Preseason, all it's right. a completely different story, but he's one of the top 20 hottest cards, some of them. So let's hope.
Let's do it. Matty Moe's itching to give a dole out some advice based on these cards.
All right. Well, we got, you know, I don't know where he went in your American League draft, but he was a second pitcher taken in my American League draft, Chris Sale.
Yeah, boy, there's nothing we can say about that guy. Boring. Right?
Or batting third today for the Phillies, Nick Williams. He's...
So that's really interesting.
Nick Williams batting third today.
Let's start on Nick Williams. That's right. Odubel Herrera out of the lineup today for the Phillies. Matt, I don't think that's exactly what we projected here for opening day.
Yeah, but I mean, you couldn't be too excited about Odubel Herrera, the Nick King thing. I still don't understand why Carlos Santana was signed for $60 million on this team. Hoskins was better at first. You had better defense outfield. The thing with Kingery getting signed, and he's not in the lineup today, but he's going to play all over. So, I mean, people are going to lose at-bats this year.
Sad. That's a weird team. We did a big preview on the Phillies when Greg was gone and I had to host BFFs, and I'm just like, this is the most boring team I've ever had to look at.
I think they're going to be pretty good, though.
I like them to win the division.
I like
them to bet in Vegas.
The Philadelphia Phillies.
What were the odds? I forget off the top of my head, but it was a worthwhile gamble.
Well, yeah, no, it sounds like...
Everyone thinks the Nationals this and that, but baseball.
Matt, are we also surprised that Andrew Knapp gets the start and not Jorge Alfaro?
I think people are, but in those draft champion leagues, I drafted Knapp in like the 40-something rounds consistently.
All right, let's go through this pack.
All right, we got Yamokata.
All right. Love him. Jake, Yoan Moncada, we love him?
Sure.
All right. Thank you for that extensive analysis.
I love him. I think he's, 2020 this year. I don't know about the batting average, but I think he's going
to
be...
Your mouth to God's ears.
I think he's
going
to be
a
hell of a player. Exciting, to say the least. I don't know about the batting average, though.
Fair enough.
All right. Here's the Arizona Diamondbacks team card. You know, nice. Chris Archer. Is he going to get traded?
Dodgers.
I think it's
100%. Yeah, Dodgers certainly makes sense.
Up in
LA. Absolutely.
Jose Quintana.
I like Jose Quintana.
He was great when he went when he moved from the south side to the north side, and you gotta like him this year.
I love him this year. And then Danny Salazar, is he ever gonna pitch?
Danny Salazar gets healthy. He's still off his that intriguing upside of a top 10 starting pitcher. Can he stay healthy? Is he a bullpen arm eventually?
Jake,
there are many cards in there.
Jake's the king of rankings. Jake, can you give us the Cleveland Indians rank the starting pitchers there for you in terms of maybe like durability and fantasy goodness?
No, I wasn't ready for that. Sorry.
Well, I mean, it's Kluber. All right, so there's Kluber, who I would think would be number one.
I told you where I had Salazar, but, you know.
Okay, where'd you have Salazar?
Like rankings, like, Salazar's a 51. I don't have my Cleveland Indians specific
rankings.
All
right, I'll answer your question, mm-hmm. Nando. I think Corey Kluber's the best.
Yep.
Right, so I'll have Corey Kluber number one.
Then Carrasco?
Then it's got to be Carlos Carrasco number two. Trevor Bauer's been really, really good recently. He's three. Salazar's hurt, so I know you might not agree with this. I know you're a big Danny Salazar guy. He's hurt. I'm putting Clev in there. I'm putting Clev four, Salazar five.
Today I put... It all depends. If Salazar misses 2 or 3 weeks, then I'm going to take the upside of Danny Salazar.
I
love Clevinger. Look, Clevinger in his 100 or so innings was one of the tops in K percentages, but was also one of the tops in walk percentages. So if he can correct the walks, then he can be a hell of a pitcher.
Any more live updates? Anything fun happening, Greggy?
No, it's all good.
Jake, you see anything?
No, the Mets haven't even started yet.
All right, fine. Let's keep going, Greg. Bynum.
Moving on. Just to let everyone know, this is a 36-pack box, seven cards a pack, so... you know, we're going to fly
through. We're going to fly.
What's the, like, one set per pack? What's the...
There's an insert, but, like, in this last pack, the insert was the Diamondbacks.
Yeah.
It's a pretty card. That's about all it is.
And do they still have the... They're doing the 1983 design in that's a lot of these packs.
Yes, that's the Topps regular. This is not... This is a completely... It's a pretty design. It's a picture, an action picture of the guy, as you see, you know, with the Topps Heritage, the action pictures were actually the inserts.
Oh,
the
nice.
Regular pictures were just like your high school yearbook pictures.
Oh, that's cool.
And they did different variations, you know, like some of the guys, they put their nicknames on it, different colors, you know. So, you know, they're having fun with it, which they should.
But which they should. It's opening day, baby.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, Hunter Pence.
Totally off him.
Not interested.
Completely off him.
Really?
Not interested.
You know,
he's free. You're right. He's a buck.
I got him in the mid to late 20s in my 15 team.
Yeah, no, the 15 team. He's somebody
starting outfielder.
Like, say, if you have Conforto,
yeah.
You know, you need to start him. And just real quick, it's Yuri Gurriel is avoiding the DL.
He's ready. Isn't that crazy?
He's going to serve 5-game suspension.
Is he going to serve 5-game suspension, then go on the DL? Or is not the DL at all?
It said he's avoiding. It said he's avoiding the DL.
Okay, so. He's avoiding it by starting on this. They don't say, to Greg's point, they still haven't made the decision because they can still wait. That's the whole point.
To me, they're totally roster manipulating it right now. Be suspended right now, then go on the DL so you don't waste time when he's healthy.
Yeah,
this
but
smart.
It sounds like with Ryan Healy, who healed pretty damn quick,
sure.
And now you got a Gurriel. And just a note, sad day in Mets land, LeGrand LaRon's Rusty Staub passed away.
That was a nice Italian accent there.
It looks like they had a flower arrangement for him as the Mets game started here, since I'm facing the TVs.
And the weather turned around for the game, too.
How about that, right?
Yeah.
It was a little sprinkle this morning.
God loves the Mets.
Jake's wearing a Mets hat. Who knew Jake was that big of a Mets fan? Jakey.
Okay.
Oh, man. We got a very cold. It must be frigid down in Virginia Beach today. Greg, all right, but Greg Biden, G.C. Biden. On Twitter, right?
Yeah, BEININ.
Did you start the...
Instagram.
On hotmail.com.
Yes, that is my email. That is my email.
You're either an old man or a foreigner if you have Hotmail.
Greg, you got to keep it for all your subscriptions. To keep unclutter your...
Subscriptions? What subscriptions do you have in your email? Like Hotmail.
All the clothing stores, all that stuff like that. I don't want cluttering.
Ugh.
No Syndergaard. No Syndergaard's hair is looking fantastic right now as he warms up to start the game.
I still have a Hotmail. That's for the junk.
Exactly. That's what I just
said.
That's how you get hacked.
I have a Gmail, and it's called spam. And it goes right to spam.
Greg
doesn't get it.
You're too young.
It's like you don't get that much
millennials.
Spam.
I'm 45.
I'm 42.
All right, Jake, whatever.
All right, let's keep looking at some cards.
What? You want to come after everything I say today, Greg?
No, Jake, with all of
I was defending you all show.
Very confrontational.
Stop
today.
The tomfoolery. More cards.
All right. Now, here's another pitcher. Who's going to get traded first, Cole Hamels or Chris Archer?
I think Cole Hamels is safe. I think that Texas team is going to make a run.
Oh, they're terrible.
Oh, I think that Texas team is terrible.
Really?
I want to see Willie Calhoun and Joey. I got the Joey Gallo baseball card you gave me a couple weeks back that's standing up in my thing. I took a picture of it, tweeted it out today. Go Joey Gallo.
All right. Another exciting guy, Yasiel Puig.
You know, him, and it's crazy they're on the same team, Jock Peterson. I've kind of just given up. You know, because some guys just give up on fantasy.
Yeah, but Puig is so much better. I mean, come on. The guy had a really good year last year. He's going to be 27 years old. And I'm not using the 27 age thing. But I'm saying he's only 27. Seems to be maybe maturing. Free agent year. What did he do? 28-15 last year?
Jake.
That's pretty damn good.
Jakey, does it bother you that his agent fired him? Did that have any kind of impact on you putting him in the rankings where you're gonna place him?
Oh, why would that affect it?
No, it's weird. I mean, there's a lot of baseball's a mental game, and I mean, if you get your agent firing you,
maybe his agent was a jackass, though.
That could be it. Maybe he fired his agent. And they just spun the story.
Yeah, I don't think that's affected. He doesn't seem like somebody that's affected by that. He's affected by himself, his own head.
True. All right, Biden. What do we got?
Little trivia question: does anyone know the name of the Cardinals mascot?
Wally? No, that's. I don't know. Casey the Cardinal?
No, Fredbird.
Oh, all right.
He's got his own card.
He's no San Diego Chicken, I'll say.
No one will ever be a San Diego Chicken.
We need to bring back Morgana.
Yeah, you know what? The world needs Morgana, though. The kissing bandit back. You mean like a modern day version?
I don't want to see like an 80-year-old Morgana.
All right, let's keep going with the cards. Who else
do
we have?
A very exciting player for this year, Marcelo Ozuna. Cardinals seem to be by signing Holland that they're going to go for it. They're not,
should, though.
Sitting there. I agree.
Hey, Jakey, did you bring Marcell Ozuna up or down after the trade? After the Marlins trade?
No, neither. I kept him right inside the top 20. I actually don't own him anywhere. He's one of those few players, Syndergaard, strikeout first. I was waiting for that. First batter strikeout. The fact is, Ozuna is just something that Pianowski said earlier this week, and I forget the pitcher he was talking about, but it's one of those guys where you're a fan of, but so is everybody, so you don't own him anywhere.
Hey, Greggy, do we have any lineups, any cool lineup stuff going on?
Yeah,
that you've seen?
Tell me what team you want.
Let's do it. Let's just run through the first couple. Greg's going to go to packs in bulk.
All right, so I got we got Twins and Orioles coming up a little bit in starting at 3:05. Here's the most interesting thing.
Anthony Santander starting for the Orioles?
He is not. But Chris right. Davis is batting leadoff
that
for
is
the
pretty
Orioles.
Crazy.
Never
this
doubt
wild.
Buck Showalter, man. It's never weird. Give us the Orioles lineup.
Yeah, Chris
Where's
Davis.
Where's Trey Mancini?
He's number five. Chris Davis leading off, followed by Manny Machado at shortstop, as expected. Jonathan Schoop, your number three hitter. Adam Jones cleaning up. Trey Mancini batting fifth, followed by Tim Beckham at third base, batting sixth. Pedro Alvarez gets the start today.
Whoa.
At DH, Craig Gentry in right field, batting eighth. And at catcher, it's Caleb Joseph getting the start. This team is terrible.
Jakey, if Pedro Alvarez hits two home runs before Sunday, does that mean anything?
No.
It means you're still about 196.
But he might hit 40 home runs.
Always means nothing.
All right, Greg Biden, give us a couple cards before we hit break.
Yeah, we got Justin Verlander.
Nah, what are you going to say about him?
I'm off him this year.
Me too.
I could be wrong, but I'm off him.
Me too.
Jake Arrieta got sent down to A to work on his game before the season started.
I'm a little worried about his arm.
Yeah, I think he was on the downward trend.
One more.
One more. All right. Miguel Cabrera.
Love Miguel Cabrera.
We're in on Miggy. That's how you get on Miggy.
With the Detroit Tiger to break. We're going to take a quick break. Jake Seeley joining us via Skype. Matt Medica, Greg Bonnet, Greg Suss, but I'm not an Afino. It's Fantasy Sports Today on the Fantasy Sports Network, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We'll be right back with more card breaking after this.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody. Fantasy Sports Today. Jake Seeley, Matt Medica, Greg Bynum, special guest from Red Felt Breaks. Good times. And Greg Sussman, next to us as always. So here's what we got going on. We're taking a look at some lineups. Some games are being played. It's opening day. Get excited.
Can we also give a shout out to the Black Jaded Wolf?
Yeah, shout out to Sharon, the Black Jaded Wolf, who
could be here today.
Yeah, it would have been fun. Today. There wouldn't have been a chair for her, so it worked out well.
Oh, you know.
We could have given her a little room.
We have a corner for her.
That's true. That's right. She could
have
sat in the corner.
A reason behind the Herrera situation.
What's going on?
Apparently, he was sat today because Nola's a ground ball pitcher, and Herrera, for defensive purposes, wasn't starting today.
Herrera, the outfielder?
Yeah, that's more ground
balls. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, all right, why?
I just told you. That's what the quote is.
I understand if they're like Cesar Hernandez can't handle ground balls. He's going to bang a lot of ground balls in the infield, but was Ogibel Herrera like bad scooping up the ball and throwing it?
It was going through his legs.
Yeah, seriously.
He might be slow tracking it down through the infield. I don't know. That's what the point is. He asked if he's disappointed for being benched, and he says, of course I am, but that was apparently the reason behind it. I don't understand it, but that's what it is.
I think that's Gabe Kapler, you know, trying to overthink
it. Yeah, exactly. All right, Greg.
Sorry for interrupting you and interrupting you, Greg. So, as you know, the BFFs on both teams last weekend, we picked Anthony Rizzo. In the draft, we were in together. We picked him at second base. And then the next day, we picked him as our starting first baseman. He just hit a home run.
Oh, congratulations, Anthony Rizzo. First home run of the season. Second home run of the season.
How much did you pay for him as a second baseman?
$39.
Cubs have two home runs so far. Ian Happ and Anthony Rizzo.
That is correct.
Good for the Cubbies. Who are they teeing off on?
Jose Urena.
Jose Urena.
All right, yeah, okay, no.
I mean, how many leagues did he get drafted in of yours?
Probably Urena.
I'm in 15 teams. He did get drafted, but I didn't have zero.
Yeah, I don't have a...
No Marlin pitcher.
There's just no upside there. You
know? The only Marlin pitcher I have is Steckenrider.
That's probably
Dan
the only
Straley.
Guy. That's a, well, I mean, you can take for now, get a couple of saves, but...
Barraclough, too, could be a good...
Barraclough, he just walks. He's got like a 5 walks per 9. That's just insane.
She worked on it during the offseason.
I worked on things, too.
All right, Greg Bynum, what's happening over there in your hands?
Well, it's funny that we were talking about the...
Thanks to Topps, by the way.
Yeah, thank
shout
you.
Out
yeah,
Tops.
Shout out Topps opening day. Available in stores now.
Appreciate that.
Funny, you mentioned the Orioles batting Chris Davis leadoff, so it's only, you know, right that we got his card.
Is it like a is there a foil stamp for the opening day thing on the bottom there? Is that what it is? It's the design? Like,
it's a logo.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Did you hear what Chris Davis said, that he might start doing some bunting because they give him the whole
smart
left oh, yeah, side? He's like, not? I'm tired of hitting 200.
Makes sense.
All right, moving on. You know, we got Ian Happ, who was on all
lead off home run, first home run.
What's cool about this is he was on the Topps all rookie team last year, an award that means nothing other than getting a trophy on your card.
It's got the cup.
It's got the cup.
Yes,
it's got the cup.
We love cups.
So we're looking for. Are there going to be any like the shiny cards in here, the thicker cards, autographs, yeah, that kind I mean, of stuff?
Yeah, somewhere.
All right,
we may not get to it today, but
give a couple to Matt. Let him open some. These are fun.
I got some here.
Greggy.
Yeah.
Let's get another lineup.
Another lineup.
Line up. Greg. Line up.
All right, let's do another lineup. We're gonna do the Rangers lineup. It was posted yesterday, but I think it's kind of interesting.
Is Profar starting?
No.
Oh,
sorry.
It's all right.
Delino DeShields leading off, which is cool.
Yep.
Yeah, DeShields leading off. We saw this a couple weeks ago, Matt. Joey Gallo's gonna bat second, and he is.
I love it.
Gallo at 2. Elvis Andrus 3. Beltre 4. Nomar Mazara 5. Shin-Soo Choo 6. Robinson Chirino 7. Rougned Odor is 8th in this lineup, followed by Ryan Rua, who's in the majors, and Willie Calhoun is not.
Rua's starting over Profar, man. That's what I'm seeing. Jake, question for you.
Okay.
Just let me know when you're ready.
Go ahead.
Is Nomar Mazara, was he one of the guys, were you a rooter of Nomar Mazara?
Yeah, I was actually wrote him up this year as I don't understand what people are so... What the hell is everybody's problem is basically what I said. And the fact is the biggest difference between the year before, 2 years ago, and last year, everybody's like, oh, where'd the RBIs come from? Well, 2 years ago, he was batting second or seventh or eighth. Last year, he spent most of his time batting third and fifth, most of the time fifth. So that's the change. Nomar Mazara is going to be what you saw last year, potentially even better. He's still 25 years old.
Jakey, in a strange twist of coincidence, we just pulled a Nomar Mazara card in one of these packs here.
There you go.
How about that? He's 6'4", 215. That's Donovan McNabb size. 6'4", 215. He's the son of a general in the Dominican Republic Navy.
Potentially more importantly, we also pull an Anthony Rizzo card.
Potentially even more importantly.
Yeah!
And Nando actually asked if there's like a foil card or something. We got this Dansby Swanson card. It's got a little March 29, 2018 foil stamp on it. So it's a nice looking card.
Tell you what, man. Dansby Swanson, I kind of accidentally... went hard after this draft.
I love him.
No one wanted anything to do with Dansby Swanson. Like,
when he came back up last year, look at his numbers.
Yeah,
he came back up.
Jake, where was Dansby Swanson amongst your shortstops? Was he top 20?
Hey, give me a second. I'll tell you. The fact is I kept talking about Swanson and Newcomb this year as the two Braves everybody's forgetting about because of Acuna and Albies. It was getting kind of annoying. Swanson is just outside the top. He would be top 25, not for the multi-position eligibility nonsense for fantasy pros, but he's inside the top 25 for just short stuff.
You can hear the anger in Jake's voice. It's because he got dethroned because of some multi-position rule in fantasy pros. It is unfair. He should have been able to defend his title.
More importantly,
I would have finished first. I just would have been better.
Does anybody know the mascot name of the Chicago Cubs?
Oh, I just threw mine back.
That's Cubby Bear.
Clark.
No Syndergaard started an A.
These are great cards, man.
What's the Cleveland Indians mascot's name? I didn't even know they had one.
Chief Wahoo.
No, Slider.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
That's the new politically correct.
Chief Wahoo is not a good mascot. That should never have been in existence.
All right. Here we go. Miguel Andujar.
Oh, yeah, I gave that one to you.
Yeah, Miguel Andujar.
Just passing cards around?
Yes.
All right.
Pass the card. You haven't played it?
Raimel Tapia. Greggy, let's do one more lineup. Let's have a fun lineup. Jake, pick the team.
Wrong show.
Let's pick the team.
I'm just trying to find lineups that are interesting to you.
Blue Jays. I want to know who's playing for the Blue Jays today.
Do you find the Blue Jays interesting?
Wait, Jake, did you say Yankees or Angels?
I said Angels because I want to know where in the order Otani's batting.
There you go. Angels, great, great question, Jay. This is why I'm on the show. Leading off and hitting in front of Mike Trout. It's a big spot. It's Zach Hozart.
All right. Zach, I can see that.
Hozart's leading off.
Ian Kinsler's out of the lineup, right?
And playing
Michael
second
Florio,
base.
Florio said it best. He did. Said it on BFFs. He said that if I took the name away and showed you the stats, a hell of a lot more people would be on him.
100% agree with that. I was off Zach Hozart everywhere. Leading off and hitting in front of Trout's a good spot for Zach Hozart. Trout, obviously, two. Hitting between Trout and Pujols is Justin Upton. He's third. Then, speaking of Mike Trout, there's the card. Look at that.
This is pretty good. This is very serendipitous.
Love it.
Yeah.
Batting fifth is Cole Calhoun. Batting sixth, Andy Simmons. Batting seventh, Luis Valbuena. Batting eighth, being his MLB debut, is the designated hitter, Shohei Ohtani.
All right.
And batting ninth, it's my favorite and yours,
Caleb Coward.
Starting catcher, Martin Maldonado.
Oh, yes.
He's a hell of a framer.
I got a $1 Martin Maldonado in my AL-only league. So
where was Pujols?
Batting cleanup.
You know, people were super down on Pujols this draft season. Greg Bynum, over under 25 home runs for Albert Pujols.
I'll take the over.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are we comfortable with that, Matt?
Yeah, he'd probably hit like 26, 27.
I'd take the under on the batting average, whatever you're going to throw out.
I'll take the under.
262.
I'll take the under.
Really?
Under.
Sure.
Albert Pujols is a hitter. Jake, come on, man. Really?
It's about playing time.
He was a hitter.
Let me go around the horn.
I don't see 550 at bats.
Jake, would you rather have Trey Mancini or Albert Pujols?
Boom, boom.
Oh, Mancini. By a mile. All right.
Not even a question.
I got your Joey Gallo over here.
I'll take another.
Let's take a look at Joey Gallo last year.
He's going to bat his weight.
I got the rally monkey. Speaking of the Angels.
That's great. We're in good shape.
I got the rally monkey.
I got the racing presidents.
What's the rally monkey's name? Rico?
Rally monkey.
So we got the Rangers. 145 games for Joey Gallo last year. 85 runs scored. 18 doubles. 41 home runs. 80 runs batted into. 7 steals. And an OPS of 869. Medica.
I'm projecting 50-10.
I'll take 5-0-10. I don't care what he bats if he does that.
What's the batting average?
Don't
forget that.
240.
What's the OPS? Over 1?
Yes, over 1.
Jake, what do you think?
I'd say just under.
Can you see him hitting 50 home runs?
I don't think he'll get 50. I think he'll get. I actually have him for 43.
Whoa.
Greg,
whoa.
Who hits more home runs?
Sorry for the interruption.
Okay, go ahead.
I got Shohei Ohtani.
Whoa! Oh, we got a rookie! Got the Ohtani rookie goal!
Careful how you hold it. It's very thin.
Don't touch it.
Be careful how you hold it. This is nice.
All right, talk to Greg Biden. Where's Sharon? Where's Sharon?
Where's the pillow? We got to like put it on a pillow.
No, the red felt.
Red felt pillow.
Oh, it's under one of these things,
yes.
I can go find it.
You can come back for the next episode of Red Felt Breaks, though. We got exciting stuff lined up.
There you go. Show it time. Talk to me, Greg.
No, turn it over because we don't want to damage.
Awesome. I don't want to damage the card.
I don't want to damage the card. This is a thin card. We'll just maybe put some jelly beans, like a jelly bean bed. No. They deserve some jelly beans. Do they celebrate Easter?
They have the
in Japan?
Mound counter on the screen.
They have the what, Jake?
The mound counter. Like they put it inside the stadiums. There's actually a counter on there up with the challenges of how many mound visits you have left.
I saw that the other day.
How much is this worth? Can we back to Shohei Ohtani?
A couple dollars.
This is what you said we were looking for? It's a couple of dollars?
Greg, this is exciting.
Oh, he hasn't pitched. He hasn't hit in the game.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying we're looking for him because it's his rookie, but this is, you know.
Strikes out 10 on Sunday, it's going to be worth $20.
Greg, you've got me broke. Oh, boy. The Cardinals just threw it in the left field. The Mets take the lead.
Is that Brandon Nimmo scoring crushing the
ball? That Asdrubal Cabrera cleanup hitter. Looks out.
Yeah, I saw that. New and I scoring, I think.
I'm just pissed that Wilmer Flores is losing their bets.
I want to take a look at the Brewers-Padres game. Yep. Those are two teams that are, I think the Brewers are chock full of fantasy goodness.
Of course.
Is Jonathan Villar in the lineup?
Jonathan Villar is the starting second baseman and batting seventh.
Yeah. All right, give us
Orlando Arcia batting eighth. I'll go back to the top. Lorenzo Cain leads us off, followed by Christian Yelich, Ryan Braun third, Travis Shaw fourth.
Where's Braun playing?
He's playing first base.
Man, that means Eric
That means Domingo Santana in the lineup and batting fifth, Manny Pena. Batting sixth, VR at seventh. Orlando Arcia is eighth. Pitcher Chase Anderson is nine.
That sucks. My two favorite Brewers, really my three favorite Brewers. One's in the minors, and two aren't even playing today.
Leave me the Padres lineup because I think it's interesting. Oh, yep. With Eric Hosmer in there now. Manny Margot leads off, followed by Will Myers, then Eric Hosmer, your boy Jose Perella, batting cleanup.
Whoa, wait, Okay, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Batting cleanup today.
They love him there. As a cleanup hitter? The coaching staff loves him. They, you know, when he came up last year, what he's done in spring training.
All right.
Nothing but praise.
I think the question here is, did Hunter Renfro...
He's Jose Perella.
No.
Jose Perella batting cleanup. Batting fifth. I don't know who this person is. His name is Carlos.
Carlos. Another multiple eligibility guy.
Yeah.
Don't know who that is.
He batting was good last year.
I'm just being honest.
Jake, where did you have him in your rankings?
He's just near the bottom.
Batting sixth, also under Carlos Esuaya, is Chase Headley.
Corey Spangenberg should be playing like third base, not Chase Headley.
Batting seventh, the shortstop, Freddy Galvis. And batting eighth, catcher, Austin Hedges. Surprised he's batting eighth, a lot of power.
Yeah, it's a lot of power, but there's not a lot of batting average. Yeah, I know he made some adjustments. It looked really good the start of spring, and then it kind of tailed off. So, look, the Padres have an interesting team going forward. A lot of young talent that's not even in the lineup today. And everybody kind of like poo-poos Hosmer, and I've never been a Hosmer guy. But batting third, he's going to hit over 280, drive in a bunch of runs, and somehow, some way, he hits 20 homers. I don't know how he does it.
Greg Bynum, I've got my Raimel Tapia. Greg has his Anthony Rizzo. I threw you the Joey Gallo.
I got Byron Buxton here.
Okay, fine. I have your Byron Buxton. Greg, who's your obsession this year? Who's the guy that you just like had to get on all your fantasy teams that everyone else laughs at?
That's a very good question that everyone else laughs at.
You can take your time. We can bring up another topic.
Yeah, let me think about that for a second.
We got a half hour left in the show. No big deal.
I mean, when you want to talk about some funny stuff, it's Salvatore Perez.
I got a Salvatore Perez over here, too.
Isn't that what rookies are for?
Wait a second. We got two different Salvatore Perez's, though.
Mine's running something down. Mine's the insert. Mine's the insert.
We have the same card.
Oh, matches. Jakey, who was your obsession?
There was two. It was Mancini and McCann.
Boom. Ryan McMahon.
McMahon, or did you say McCann?
No, McMahon. Ryan McMahon.
McMahon.
Yeah, you and Selfino, man. You loved Ryan McMahon, and it paid off, too. That was a gamble.
He was not deleted.
That was a gamble. Right?
Yeah. It was a gamble, but it wasn't a gamble before they signed Carlos. It was a gamble after when Cargo got there. But at the same time, the fact is, he was going to go to the minors or he was going to start every single day. They weren't keeping him up to just platoon at his age.
The Rocky I'm most interested in, and everybody in the 15 teams I was in, everybody's drafting him. And hopefully over the next month, they have to cut him due to, you know, injuries and roster thing. David Dahl. And then once he goes into free agency, I am swooping in.
Pouncing.
YMCA dance card.
There you go.
No, that's cool. Which team is it?
Yankees.
Oh, all
right. Man, it doesn't look like Yankees.
To answer your question, Diddleston Lamet. I had to think about
Diddleston
that.
Diddleston Lamet.
Oh,
sure.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
all right.
Loved him. Loved him. When's he coming back? I don't know.
Well, supposedly it was good news, as good news as it could be for an elbow, but, you know.
Always very scary.
Throw a slider that many times.
Who's up for the Cardinals right now? Who's stealing Cespedes' neon yellow elbow band?
Ozuna.
Ozuna, really?
Yeah.
All right, nice.
Here's an interesting question.
He had that when he was with the Marlins. All those guys were like the similar thing.
He's got to be friends with Cespedes, obviously.
Maybe.
Yeah, I like the bright highlighter colors.
I think it's cool.
I agree.
Greg, you had a question. I'm sorry. Greg Bynum, you had a question.
Here's your Ryan McMahon.
McMahon!
We'll send it to Jake.
It's for Jake.
Jake, we'll mail that to you. We got envelopes yesterday for the office.
Did we?
What the hell? What are you doing, Greg? Why do you keep doing that when you
what
say
What kind of wrestling fan are you? Poor one, evidently.
Oh, I thought that was just a BFF. I thought you guys
were wrestling.
I don't do that anymore. Come on, Greg.
I don't even know what it is.
Frank and I had it going perfectly yesterday.
This is wrestling for
you. You were the one started chanting BFF style.
I was chanting because normal people chanted in the medieval
there
times.
There it is from Frank Stample. Thank you.
Thanks, great.
We got Wally.
Oh, we finally got a mascot we can name.
Yes. Where's Melky going to sign?
Man, remember Brett Lowry?
Come on, Brett Lowry.
I'm just saying, he just took it a whole, like, he didn't get signed by anybody, had a whole season off. I read a story about him that was really injury related. He said his body wasn't ready yet. He's been going to all these doctors. He's still kind of blaming the insoles, the orthotics. But
Brett Lowry just wasn't good.
Well, the point is, Brett Lowry had a couple good seasons.
Stop.
He had, like, two awesome months when he first got called.
There you go.
But
I'll give you months.
It's like Melky Cabrera could be that guy who just kind of gets lost in the shuffle. I don't know. I mean, San Diego could use an outfielder, right?
San Diego's got some good young talent, though.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
San Diego's got 15 outfielders.
Yeah. That's true.
They sent Jankowski down, too.
Yeah.
This one's for Frankie.
San Diego could use a veteran outfielder. How about that?
I got a Rafi Devers, Frankie. Hold on to it for you, buddy. There it is.
You know, there was buzz about Devers, but not as much buzz or Devers as I thought there was going to be.
Call him Devers now?
I don't know. It's Devers,
no, Devers. But look, I mean, baseball reference. Say he backs, you know, looking 280, 20, 25 homers. He's not stealing bases. I mean, I like him. I have him on some teams, but for fantasy, I think he could be a better real life than fantasy player. Right?
Greg Bynum, what's the best? These are fun, but like, if you're going to buy a box for fun, like to open and just have, is it Topps Heritage just because they look so cool?
Heritage is cool.
I mean, it depends. You want the new guys or do you want the current guys? Because if you want like the up-and-coming guys to learn about the rookies, if you're playing in a dynasty league, yeah. Do Bowman.
When do Bowman's come out?
Bowman comes out like the end of next month. Right? No, Bowman's coming out at the end of next month. It'll have the first Hunter Green autograph in it, which will be probably the most sought-after card besides Ohtani in it.
Is a 2017 box of Bowman, has that like decreased in value since it came out a little bit?
No, the 2017 box of Bowman, for example, was probably $80. When they first came out in that range, yeah. Now it's 175.
Oh.
Looking for the Okuna. I mean, it's a loaded box. The first first Gleyber Yankees auto, the first Eloy Jimenez auto, Frankie Mejia.
Are you kidding me?
What?
Yadi Merlina.
Yadi goes boom. Yadi goes boom.
Oh, there we go. Cardinals are on the board.
Oh, 0-162 for the Mets.
Greg, we got any more lineups?
The Mets are the best opening day team.
Boom, that's another home run for Team BFF, baby!
How about people who don't own these players? Anything else going on in the world?
Whatever. Not really. Don't really see what the problem is.
Have any more weird lineups?
You know, give me another lineup. That's
Greg, everybody's attacking you today.
I need my BFFs. I have to wait for the next 20 minutes to be over. All right. Gabe Kapler came out earlier today and said the Phillies will not have a defined closer this year. Yeah. So those that drafted Hector Neris, you're probably not feeling as good as you were yesterday.
Tommy Hunter.
I don't have too many shares, but I do have a couple.
When Tommy Hunter's healthy, maybe there's something.
Tommy Hunter, Pat Neshek, obviously guys that come to mind there. Other names that RotoWorld mentions, Luis Garcia, Adam Morgan, and Edwin Bray.
I will say this, though. A lot of these managers, even the Mets managers, said that early on in camp. They say all this stuff. But it all seems to work itself out where one guy eventually has the role.
Yeah, but Gabe Kapler's a weirdo.
He is. He's one of these like sabermetric managers who's going to...
No, and he's going to try that out now, and then he's going to come to the realization that I need to have a hierarchy in the bullpen.
Especially with that position, you need the confidence and you need the mental awareness. You can't be like playing Russian roulette with your closer like that and expect these guys to all be top-notch.
Right.
It's like, I don't understand when the guy fumbles while you take him out of the game in football.
What's that top card? Is that Will Myers? That's a good looking card.
Yes, this is Will Myers.
It's a nice one I picked up.
Oh, nice. What is it?
It's an insert. Opening day stars, Will Myers.
Oh, nice.
Come on, no.
Well, I didn't know, man. Look at the back. The back makes it look like you can claim something.
Yeah, they put a lot of work into the back of this card.
We got a break in 30 seconds.
Real late with the break, Florio.
Adam Duvall, I just got in my box, in my pack. And what with the pack that was handed to me. Maybe we'll talk about him when we come back. Adam Duvall. They're rained out. They're not going to be playing today. No Reds. No fun. We're going to take a quick break. Jake Seeley, Matt Medica, Greg Bynum, and Greg Sussman. Hey. Fantasy Sports Today continues after this. Song is reading Jake Seeley's feelings right now.
Who doesn't love Dirty Dancing?
Right? Jake, are you having the time of your life? Is this...
Always.
Yes.
Always and forever.
Welcome back, everybody.
You want to run?
No, I think it's a bad idea in here. It's a little tight. And we'll knock over the jelly beans. No one's even having the jelly beans.
All right, let's have a jelly bean.
Well, they're called jelly bird eggs. I wonder if that's...
Easter.
You know, chicken wings with a Z?
That's an Easter packaging thing.
Anyway, if you're listening to us, actually, live or not, Fantasy Best Friends Forever coming on at 2 o'clock.
Yeah! Fantasy BFFs.
We're here at FST. It's Matt Medica, special guest Greg Bynum from Red Felt Breaks, who's helping us open up some packs of Topps opening day cards.
For the record.
Shout out to Topps.
I'm also from Red Felt Breaks.
I guess you're right.
I want to make it very clear.
You're the host of Red Felt Breaks.
We are the co-hosts of Red Felt Breaks.
Between them, there are six G's in their first name.
That's right. Don't ever forget that.
Ever.
Jake Seeley from beautifulblueeyes.com, .org. The world's top ranker. I don't care what anybody says, Jake. I don't care what the rankings of rankers say. You're number one in our hearts.
I just, going to rank myself top.
Look at that. It's plunging V-neck. I just looked over to Jake right now on the Skype.
Most eligible bachelor.
It's a button up.
It looks like a plunging V-neck.
Most eligible bachelor at ChristianMingle.com.
Is that true? I don't think Jake messes with dating sites.
I could see him on that.
What time would you like to be called this afternoon? If you, if you were available.
What do you mean?
What time would you like to call?
We'll discuss that offline.
Well, I just want to say what time you want to be called.
Probably 3:30, 4 o'clock. Whenever would be good. Greg's hooking me up with his tax lady. And
Beautiful Blue Eyes is available.com if you want it.
But really?
You should want it.
Yeah, Jake, I would buy that immediately. It's like $8.
I don't know the people that are going to be searching that I'd want to deal with, though.
I think it's just memorable enough where you could be, I remember Beautiful Blue Eyes.
So definitely start an Instagram, at Beautiful Blue Eyes.
Yeah, come on, man, get on that.
Mickey Blue Eyes.
And just, all right, let's get back to
good movie.
By the way, also, yeah. Greg Biden, Beautiful Blue Eyes.
We could have a Blue Eyes
that?
On. Greg, get as close to the camera as you can, and we'll get Jake as close to the camera as he can.
I'll stick with
Handsome Blue Hazel.
Adam Duvall, who we... I like that. Adam Duvall, 37 doubles last year on top of 31 home runs. He's had 30 home runs in two straight years. Batting averages hovered right around like 247 if you kind of do the math quickly. Another guy who sneakily can throw you six or five steals.
He should be the odd man out, in my opinion.
Yeah,
if I was running the Reds...
But the guy who's hitting 30 home runs and stealing six bases?
I would go Schebler, Hamilton, and Jesse Winker.
Crazy, man.
It's not going to matter. Anyway, all four of them are going to be rotated. I don't see any of the four getting 550 at bats. That's the problem. And then Matt's right, though, and he's going to be the fourth one. He's probably going to get hurt the most because Schebler outplayed him last year, and Schebler is outplaying him again this spring.
I think Schebler has, he's got some really nice upside. Winker, a couple of years ago when I saw him in the Arizona Four League, I was drafting him like late in those draft champions. And then like the bat didn't seem to develop, but over the last year and into the spring, I think he's going to be a hell of a player now.
That's the thing you have to hope for. If you own Duvall, you're hoping that Winker bombs.
And Michael Salfino is all over Winker.
A lot of people are.
He was telling me, we were in an NL league together. He was excited when he got Winker. He's like, get him for me tomorrow, tonight, in the GDD draft. And so Dane and I went and got Winker for, I think, in the reserve. Because Salfino was so adamant that we should get him.
Is he part of the team?
No, Salfino was kicked out of the GDD.
I can see that.
What's the GDD league?
It's the Gotham Diamond District.
He transferred over to the Stormy Daniels league.
Oh.
Who doesn't want to be in that?
Greg,
I have no interest in being in that.
Open up the entire box?
Yeah, well, I mean, we've shelled the box. We didn't get any autographs unless they're hiding in one of these piles.
You call it shelling?
Cracking, ripping,
hiding,
breaking.
I just can't wait to see Sussman clean this up later.
Yeah, let's just leave him the mess for the DFS. Okay, so
what do you think of Eric Fetty? Is he going to get called up soon?
It depends on what AJ Cole does.
But what about Jeremy Hellickson then?
Well, I mean, Cole's a guy that this organization has liked in the past. It hasn't come to fruition, but he's got the shot.
He's out of options too.
Yeah, so we're going to see what happens with him. But
I remember Fetty came up last year, and it was a big. And I'm like, look at the stats. It's just not. I think he's one of those guys who had the prospect tag and then just kind of didn't live up to that with the numbers. But I could be wrong.
There's a lot of, with the drafts, I don't know what anyone felt, but I thought Gary Sanchez is always overdrafted.
See, I won't draft a catcher that early, but I could make the argument that he should be the end of the first round. If he hits 35 homers, drives in 100 RBIs, scores a ton of runs, and bats 280, that's a huge advantage you get for catcher. I just will never draft a catcher that era.
Noah Syndergaard up to bat for the Mets right now. Hey, Jake, we got any more updates coming from the world of live baseball for people listening watching live?
Schwarber still sucks defensively in left field.
You say he stole a base.
I thought that was going.
He's no OG Bill Herrera, I guess.
Yeah.
Greg Vine, any more hot names in the opening day packs?
Yes, Willie Calhoun. We talked about him before.
Willie Calhoun.
Give that one to Medica.
Speaking of defense, that sucks.
I love Willie Calhoun.
God bless you.
Thank you.
When's he going to get called up?
I think even before that. I think they're definitely taking the approach where they can get that extra year with a couple of weeks. We got Frankie Sample saying Cinco de Mayo. The guy can hit for power. He doesn't really strike out. I know whatever that brief stint he had last year, but that's the first taste of MLB. He's one of the Rangers, you're really going to like to own this year. I think Steamer early on had him projected for like a 260 average and 25 home runs, close to 30 homers. So
I saw some projections where he was the number 40th overall outfielder.
He's, yeah. Jake, I drafted him last night.
Jake, where'd you have
Where to have him finally? My biggest thing is I don't even know if it's beginning of May. It's going to be Super 2, so that's the biggest thing. I have him 81.
Is Willie Calhoun really Super 2, or is this like a legitimate develop this guy a little bit more?
Not necessarily.
I think it's, you know, just give him a couple. Let's get a little more control.
You know what kills me? What that team has done with Jurickson Profar.
Well, so you're going to have he's the backup infielder this year, right? You got to hope. If you love Profar, you got to hope Odor just bats 200 again.
I can't root against people like that. Oh, Greggy, what's Minnesota's lineup looking like? Is there a Minnesota lineup out there?
Buxton's batting eighth, but
right,
I mean,
spoiler alert, please.
Yeah, come on, man.
If you believe in Buxton, you're not worried about that. If
all right.
You don't believe in him, then.
Right, because you started eighth, you end up at one.
Leading off, Brian Dozier batting second, Joe Mauer batting third, Miguel Sano cleaning up, Eddie Rosario, who would drop precipitously in my draft. Nobody wanted a piece of Eddie Rosario, Matt.
Yeah, people love him. I think he's a good player. I own zero shares.
You do? All right. Logan Morrison batting fifth, I should say. Eduardo Escobar at your shortstop position. The German, Max Kepler. Is batting seventh. At eighth, it is Byron Buxton, and your catcher is Jason Castro, batting ninth.
Yeah, but that's the problem. Where's he going to go? He's going to jump up to sixth at best.
Oh, Buxton?
Yeah.
Two.
You're not you're
better off batting him ninth.
They're batting
Joe Mauer's on-base percentage machine.
They're batting Buxton eighth right now because he's had horrible Aprils in the past. And as long as he gets, look, this guy's the future. He'll move up to the top side of that lineup at some point. As long as he hits. I mean, look, if he's terrible, like he's been the last couple of Aprils, no, he's not moving up anywhere. But I'm of the belief that it's going to start coming to fruition.
Why not do what the Mets did and bat him ninth then? So he sets the table.
I agree with that, too.
I don't understand that.
If you bat him eighth, I totally agree. Just bat him ninth, and he's like a pseudo leadoff guy at times.
Exactly. I mean, you want Jason Castro on base for all those guys to drive in?
I totally agree.
We don't have a ton of time left, but I do want to hit up Greg with some questions about cards, if that's cool.
Sure.
Where should people buy their... No, come on, Greg. You know, why don't you like trading cards?
It's, you know, I'm the host of Red... What do you mean? I'm the one of the hosts of Red Velvet Breaks.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Red Felt?
Yeah, that's it.
that's a
Red Velvet. You can see what's on my mind. Show, on my mind.
When you want to buy your cards, should you buy them Amazon, eBay? I mean,
no. Definitely don't buy them on Amazon.
Smaller card shops? Find your local card shop.
I mean, you always want to support local. You know, right here in New York, there's a couple people we like to support. We got Jimmy over at Monacy Comics.
Yeah. That's Fifth Ave, right? It's pretty fancy
Fifth
address.
Well,
yeah.
It's not the good part of Fifth Avenue.
But I mean, like, how do you know, like, he's not, and I know he wouldn't, but I mean, like, if your local shop is, like, $5 more than what it should be?
Well,
do you double check eBay?
eBay is like the New York Stock Exchange for cards.
All
you
right.
want to see what something's worth, you go on eBay. Don't look at what people are asking. Look at sold listings. They'll show you what people actually paid. I can ask for whatever I want for something. That doesn't mean it's worth it. It's only worth what someone's willing to pay. So that's the biggest thing where people get tripped up at when if you're at a show and someone's trying to sell a card or sell you a card. Well, it's listed here, but no one's buying it for that price for a reason.
Is Beckett still the source?
I mean, it's funny. Beckett is just a guide. There's no such thing as a, you know, they take a polling from people, what they're doing in sales. They're so off. If you look at the prices in the Beckett and what people are selling it for, that's the problem. People will show you the book.
Yeah.
And, you know, I worked in a store growing up, and the guy says, does the book buy cards? No. So who cares?
Jake, did you used to read Beckett? Beckett, I used to go through, and I'd check all my cards with the prices. And
get Beckett. What do you mean? I have to, but... Yeah.
I was a long-term approach. I was like, I'll check back in 10 years.
Could we put Michael Silfino's home number on here and people call and ask him, you know, what the prices are?
We should. That's not a bad idea. Greg, I remember you saying Greg Biden.
I'll just sit here.
You used a lot of the Bowman cards to inform your fantasy decisions.
Oh, I'm in my like keeper leagues and, you know, these deep leagues. I look at who's hot. Like what cards are trading, you know, like
how do you find that? Like, is there a place where you can see, like, a red up thing, or do you just... Like,
I go to eBay.
It's just being immersed in it all.
You know, I talked to Sharon Chong, Black Jaded Wolf.
She's the best.
Yes, she knows. And then eBay. Look, you know, I literally roll up the product, and I do highest to lowest sorted, and I see who's up there.
All right.
I'm in a dynasty league that has three minor league spots, and, you know, I was surprised where some of these guys went that are so far away.
How about Vlad Guerrero? Is he one of the hottest?
Vlad Guerrero is one of the hottest cards. It's 2016 Bowman. I actually have three boxes. I'm waiting to see Sharon DeCrack, hoping to get.
Live on Red Felt Breaks.
Okay, guys, here's a question. I love Raimel Tapia, right?
Oh, you sure do.
So let's say I go on eBay. I find a Raimel Tapia rookie card autograph for like $8. If he tears it up and plays for the next 8 years, can I expect to turn that into like, is that like an $80 card? Is it like a $40? Or is it just like, there's like a...
And if he plays 8 years, no, it's an $8 card.
Really?
8 years isn't... What's 8 years?
It's I don't know. Let's say he's an all-star for the next 2 years and becomes a star, but he's not like Mike Trout. He's like a...
If he's a star, it'll go up maybe $40, $50. There's so many variables. It's just not like black and white because there's what set? Is it numbered? Right. Is it... How's the centering, the conditioning? Because if you get it graded and it's a 10, that $8 card becomes an $80 card because it's a 10 gem mint.
Gotcha.
You know, and a Tapia will be worth, you know...
Not like that poor Otani that Sussman was manhandling.
It's got his fingerprints on it. That's worth something.
How do we get that off?
Bent edges.
Right? spit out
jelly beanies. Like, centered, what does that mean?
It's hard to tell with this card because they don't have a border. Okay. But picture, like, the, you know...
The old school... I know what you're talking about.
When it's framed, so sometimes if it... Because a machine's cutting it, you know, it's not always going to be perfectly centered, which is kind of like not great for the buyer because you had nothing to do with it. Like, that's on the company. I don't understand why they're not all perfectly centered. But, you know, that does devalue a card because you can't get it graded. So if I have one card and you have one card and yours is slightly off-center and I can't get it graded, but mine is perfectly centered, the same exact card in the same condition physically, just not the way the picture was put on it, could be 10 times more.
Something's happened. I heard people clapping. Mets must have done something.
Mets scored a run.
I heard it, yeah. I heard it in my ears.
Suspicious stroke.
Where I picked that up from.
Suspicious stroke. Someone.
Oh, it's Jacob. was that two runs they just scored?
Yeah, Suspicious drove in two.
There you go.
This is great. Greg, any more updates? Anything happening?
I got whatever you want.
Lorenzo Cain, no RBI.
Marlins and Cubs are tied at four.
What happened?
How?
Aren't you guys interested?
Garrett Cooper, yes. Three-run homer.
Justin Bour grounded out. And Derek Dietrich scored... Who is this Anderson person?
Brian Anderson.
Brian Anderson had a hit. He drove in a run. And then Garrett Cooper singled to center, driving in Brian Anderson.
Garrett Cooper is going to hit 295 with 20 home runs this year.
Lewis Brinson's over two.
That's a shame.
I'm upset about
it. That's an all-star of a Schwarber screwing up in left field.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, so there's all unearned runs.
No, they're still earned.
All four are earned.
That's a shame. Wait, is there already a pitching change? It looks like two guys.
No.
Okay, John Lester still.
John Lester on the mound. Jose Urrea on the mound.
Did they screw with him on the bases? You know, John Lester couldn't pick guys.
Just the guy that's watching the game.
Well, is there an SB underneath? Jake's not watching. He's watching the Mets game.
Judging both.
Jake, do you have any updates? Anything you want to point out that's happened so far? BFFs are about to start.
No, I can't see the TV that well enough for the second game to know exactly. But I always said with John Lester, I would just start walking to second base and dare him to throw the ball.
That's pretty messed up.
I agree with Jake, though. It's absurd that everyone...
Why? What did you...
I agree.
Well, if the Cubs make the world...
He's not going to chase you down. He's not going to beat you to the bag. If he can't throw to first base, I don't understand. At least try it once. Like, why has nobody at least tried it? Just, you could stare him in the face and start running to second base.
I throw the ball to second, have the second baseman run him down.
He can't throw to second. He can't throw to the bases. That's the thing.
We got 1 minute left. I want to thank Topps for sending this box of the Topps 2018 opening day in stores now. It's about $30.
Probably.
Ish.
Yeah.
It's fun, man.
It's
fun
for kids. This is something fun for your kids. You know, you have a son.
Kids. For us, yes.
Yeah, you have a young son that's just getting into baseball. You go through with him. You can talk about the players. You look at their nice pictures. It's designed for the youth.
So, Mike Florio. Well, thanks to Topps for doing this. Thanks to Greg Bynum for coming in. Red Felt Breaks.
A lot of fun.
Matty Medica. LGM. Jake Seeley. Apparently, you're a Mets fan now. Let's go, Mets. Hat. Greg Sussman, thanks for coming up with your tax lady.
You got it, man.
Much appreciated.
They're going to call between 410 and 420 today.
Can't wait. All right, thanks, everybody. The Fantasy Best Friends Forever are next. Al Melchior's after that. Download the Fantasy app on iTunes and Google Play. Toodaloo!